Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is the nation is an amana, the nation is a trust. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the most noble, the most generous, who has given us love for our homeland, wherein our hearts find peace. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the one who is uniquely one, having no partner in that oneness. And I bear witness that our leader, our Sayyid, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the perfect example of servanthood unto Allah, and is his sent messenger unto the entirety of the created universe. I advise you and myself to embody the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ And fear Allah, and know that Allah is with those who fear Him. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ O believers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He instill in his heart a love for his homeland. For he used to say, Allahumma habbib ilayna al-Madinah kama habbabta ilayna Makkata aw ashad. He said, Oh Allah, make us come to love Medina just as you came, or you made us love Mecca, or even more. Why did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam make a supplication for Medina, his new homeland, having left Mecca, his previous homeland? In both cases, he had love and wanted love for the place in which he resided. In this is an example for us. For the place in which we reside, or the place we take to be our home, should be a place that we have affection for in our souls. And this affection and this love should be a love that ultimately cannot be described by mere words. One of the wise men was once asked, How is it that you can come to know the loyalty of a man if you're not able to subject him to a trial or a test? He gave the answer by saying, You can tell by seeing the degree of his love for his homeland. This is because the homeland or the nation ultimately is one of the primary means by which a person can preserve his religion, he can safeguard his wealth, and his honor. For when there is stability in the place that we live, as Allah says, وَآمَنَهُمْ He gave them security from khawf, right, from fear. When there is stability in the place that we live, then we find we can practice our religion in a way that allows us to grow, because otherwise if people are unsettled, this can affect that contentment and that state of heart that's needed to properly be in presence when we're practicing our spirituality. But more than that, if we're scared of our wealth being taken away, our wealth is not safeguarded, and our honor is not preserved, then the person is not able to have the stability whereby he can experience a productive and conducted life. And this is the big reason why there is a cause for having love and attachment and asking for security, aman wa aman, in the place that we live. Dear brothers and sisters, let us note that in this case Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us a place in which there is security, and in which we have our honors and our rights preserved and upheld. And the fact that we can live in such a way, in such a nation, should not be a blessing that we just take for granted, for it has been given to us as a trust, as an amana. And what this means, like any blessings and any gifts that have been given to us, is that those who take them should fulfill its right. And the right in this case is that when we live in a place that has been brought to us and we are able to partake of its benefits because of benefits that we've inherited because of the efforts of its forefathers, then we in turn are obligated to strive to preserve this for ourselves and for the future generations. And such a preservation entails that what? That we take care in ensuring that this nation and its capabilities and its acquisitions are able to be maintained, and that we in turn strive in our own sense and give whatever we can to entail that this status is preserved. For those of us who are in this position and are citizens, then this also entails a response to its call whenever there is a need, a willingness to defend its land and skies, and a striving to ensure its stability, as well as to assist and support its developmental ambitions in scientific endeavors, in technological progress, and other intellectual things that can aid and abet the nation. And this is all done from a position of the weighty trust that people hold towards the future generations. So this trust is something that should be held. And we in turn can hope to bear truth to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we embody such trust, when he says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْدِيهِمْ رَاعُونَ. And they are those whom to their trust and their promises are ra'un, are attentive. So all of us have to seek to embody a sense of loyalty and a sense of belonging and a sense of aiding to our homelands. And we should remember that this nature to do such a thing is to honor the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And from that is that we should ask for aman wal aman, security and safety. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the great patriarch of the prophets, is reported to have said, Rabbi ja'al hadhal balada amina. O my Lord, make this a secure city. In similar manner, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the supplication that we said, and we other supplications, he would say, Allahumma barik lana fi madinatina. Oh Allah, bless us in our town, by which he meant Medina, Madinatul Munawwara, the Medina, the town that became illuminated by the presence of the one who is illuminated, alayhi salatu wasalam. And so finally, we just end with this, that alhamdulillah, we should always give thanks to the bounties and blessings of Allah, be they seen as small or large, because that which is small is in reality partaking of countless blessings. And if we were to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would never be able to count them, because we are drowning in his blessings. And the nature of shukr, the nature of gratitude, is that we thank the means that enabled those blessings to come about. And this is from thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the means by which we were able to enjoy stability and able to enjoy living in a stable homeland and country should be thanked to the people who have brought this about, including the elders and the forefathers who played a role and toiled and sweated on our behalf in those nations. So our role today should be likewise to strive our best to bring about stability, not just in our homeland, but inshallah across the world, to enable people to feel states of rahmah, of compassion, that allows them to what? To draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibadur Rahman alladhina yamshuna 'ala al-ardi hawna, right? Wa idha khatabahum al-jahiluna qalu salama. Those who truly are the slaves of the Rahman are those who walk on the earth in a state of gentleness. And when they are confronted by those who are ignorant, then their response is peace, peace, peace. We should be enablers and spreaders of peace. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to do this, to likewise take on these roles in constructing a noteworthy civilization. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَلَا كُفْرَانَ لِسَعِيهِ وَإِنَّ لَهُ كَاتِبُونَ. So whoever does righteous deeds while he is a believer, no denial will there be for his effort, and indeed we of it are recorders. So O Allah, preserve and protect our nations, our homelands, and assist us in fulfilling this trust, in aiding and abetting peace, and bringing being people who bring rahmah to this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid us with your aid, O Rabbil Alameen. I say this and seek your forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he indeed he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.